The Bible talks about life is but a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. There's a narrow path to eternal life. Neighbors, did you know that you're actually an enemy of God if you're of the world? Did you know that the wrath of God is coming for all those that are not born again and seeking the kingdom and have lost their life to follow Jesus? Enemy of God. We don't want our neighbors to be an enemy of God. You can become a friend of God. How? Jesus tells us how to be a friend of God. You can be a friend of God according to the book of John, chapter 15, keeping his commandments. If you love God, keep his commandments. To be a friend of God, you keep his commandments. Noah was a friend of God. Why? He kept his commandments. Abraham was a friend of God. Why? He kept his commandments. Are you a friend of God, neighbors? Or are you an enemy, fond of the culture and sports and entertainment, set for the wrath that's coming? Turn and repent. Repentance. What is repentance? A lot of people have this very wrong. Repentance. Changing of your mind, changing of your ways. If you change your mind, you change your ways. You repent and seek the kingdom of God. You don't repent to a church system. You don't repent to do your own way. You repent to seek after the kingdom of God. The narrow path to eternal life, sir. Test yourself. The churches and the culture aren't telling you the truth. You got to lose your life to follow Jesus Christ completely. Let me know if I can help you in that. Our website points the way for free. We don't make money. Pastors are making money off of people. False teachers are making money. Repent and seek Jesus. Let me know I can help you. Young man, what are you wasting your life on? Exercise, entertainment. Paul says physical exercise is of little avail. What's going to happen to you in eternity? What do you think? What's going to happen to you in eternity? Physical exercise is of little avail. I used to be a bodybuilder. I looked in the mirror.
Does God say keep your body a temple, though?
Your body's a temple, but you know what? God maintains it by heartbeat.
Thank you.
You're not maintaining it through prideful exercise. That's an abomination, young man. Repent. We love you. Seek the kingdom of God. So we meet all kinds out here in the street. We got people walking by, out shopping. We got people drinking and walking by. We got people exercising walking by. We got older people who look like they're just, I don't know what they're doing walking by. We got all kinds of people, college people, lawyers, doctors, businessmen, homeless people. That's why we go out in the street. I love that story. I love the parable, the account where he's inviting people to this wedding and he says, go invite him. And the people are like, I'm busy. I'm too busy, I can't.